College basketball's Final Four concludes tonight in Indianapolis. The final two are UCLA, which has won more titles than any college basketball team, and Florida, which has never won one. They will meet to decide the 2006 men's national title. Commentator John Feinstein is in Indianapolis and joins us now. John, how are they treating you out there?
Just fine, other than the hurricane yesterday, last night, Steve, when we were all evacuated into a hotel ballroom. But other than that, it's been a nice trip.
I don't even want to ask about that. We've got two schools with very different histories here.
No question. And think about this for a second, Steve. The first year Florida was in the NCAA tournament in 1987, UCLA had already won the championship 10 times. Now it's won it 11 times. But interestingly, Florida was in the championship game more recently than UCLA here in Indianapolis in 2000 under their current coach, Billy Donovan. So given that Ben Howland, the UCLA coach, has never been in an NCAA tournament championship game, Florida might have a little edge in experience tonight.
Surprised that these are the two teams left standing?
I think a little bit surprised in the sense that both of them were kind of quiet in the middle of the season. UCLA had some injuries. Florida had a lag, but they both came on strong at the end. Florida's now won 10 straight games. UCLA's won 12. And if you look at college basketball today, the difference between a number two seed like UCLA, a number three seed like Florida, and the number one seeds going into a tournament is usually a jump shot here or there. They made their jump shots when they had to. UCLA had a dramatic comeback against Gonzaga in the round of 16. Florida pretty much has cruised to get here.
Yeah, I caught some of the game against George Mason in Florida on Saturday, and there was a moment, 5 or 6 minutes to go, when it looked like George Mason might make it a game, but not
yeah, you're absolutely right. 4:48 to go, to be specific. George Mason hit a three-point shot to make it 64-55. They'd been down 19, and you could sense the crowd starting to come into the game. There was a key call on the next possession. It could have been called either way. It went Florida's way, and they ended up pulling away in the last few minutes.
So that ends it for George Mason. 4 victories and then a loss in the first game of the Final Four. Where does that leave them?
Well, I think it leaves them with a remarkable place in history, Steve. I think this is the most dramatic run any team has had in the tournament since Texas Western in 1966 because of the league they play in, where they came from. They'd never won an NCAA tournament game. They stood up for the little guy and said, we can do this, and they will become the benchmark for all smaller schools going into this tournament for years and years to come.
Mm. And tonight the big guys play, UCLA and Florida. Who you picking?
Well, I'm going to lean to sentiment and guards. I think that the sentiment is John Wooden, 95 years old, the architect of 10 UCLA titles, still in Los Angeles, hoping for one more title for his team. And I think UCLA has a little bit of an edge in the backcourt. College basketball is a guards game, so I lean that way just a tiny bit.
Okay, John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Those are the comments of John Feinstein. His latest book is Last Dance, Behind the Scenes of the Final Four, and Florida and UCLA will be playing for the men's college basketball title tonight.